Minister Caesar said a carefully planned and structured framework must be in place to acquire the benefits of the blue economy. The minister also expressed gratitude to the Japanese government for over 25 years of cooperation through which St. Vincent and the Grenadines have benefited significantly.
It's definitely a pleasure and an honor to bring to a conclusion a critical meeting which over the last 2 days discussed the very important topic of the blue economy. As small island states, we have significant opportunities and possibilities if we have a carefully planned, structured, and conceived framework to harness the resources of the blue economy. I want to take this opportunity to thank the government and people of Japan for 25 years of cooperation, and our stakeholders have benefited significantly.
Minister Caesar also spoke of the importance of reciprocity, where persons between the member states can create a platform to exchange ideas and talent.
From the standpoint of the region, we subscribe to the very important principles of reciprocity, and going forward, we want to ensure that from the standpoint of the OECS, that we can create also a platform whereby we can have persons in our sub-region from Japan so that we can exchange ideas and the human resource capacity that we also have in our sub-region.
And Minister Caesar said the government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines will continue to ensure that there is sustainability within the blue economy.
In St. Vincent and the Grenadines, we continue to work with our stakeholders to ensure that we do not only advance production, but that we place squarely as a very central pillar the importance of sustainability. Over the past 5 years in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, we have worked very closely with the CRFM, and I was very happy to see the representative here from the CRFM, and the CRFM continues to play a very critical role in how we address issues touching and concerning the blue economy. Going forward, we engendering a framework for enhanced cooperation between the government and people of Japan and the governments that are represented here in the OECS.
Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries, Sabota Caesar. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.